Hello, everyone. Welcome. That was a hard cut to the thing. So, if you're wondering, that's the song for the Freaking Awesome podcast. But I'm still John Abaya, and joining me today is Audrey.
What's up?
This is not Date Night 2. This is a podcast. It's more appreciation podcast, you could say. The song that you just heard is from Harry Madfrendini. So you'll be hearing it in this little mini episodes that we'll be doing. They are only 13 minutes long, believe it or not. And
why is that?
Because we'll be discussing Friday the 13th, the whole series, only the first 10 episodes, the first 10 movies that they've done. So it's from Friday the 13th, the older one, from what year was this? 1980 to all the way to Jason X that came out in 2002, the year that we graduated in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's 13 minutes, we can't waste any time for each episode. We'll do 13 episodes for 13 minutes. Don't ask me why did I do this like this. I thought it was fine, just real quick episodes. Nothing where we were just going to do like an hour talking about Friday 13. But each episode is broken up into different segments. You'll see each segment when they come out. This one, the first one, will be the recap episode. So we will be recapping the first 10 movies. We won't have any wikis really besides the name titles for each one. So it's going to be challenging us because the series is very convoluted a little bit. Like,
it all kind of runs together.
It all runs together. A lot of the same beats a lot. And you could tell by a certain point where when they run out of ideas, they have to reboot the series and do something new. But in this weird way, it's still canon from the last movie, especially if you have the mask in one part and then so on and so on. If you're new, you don't know what like new to the franchise of Friday 13th, and don't care about the story, listen. But if you just want to come in fresh, like you never watched the movies and you want to watch them, don't listen to this. We'll spoil everything. If you don't know certain aspects of the movie already, like who is really Freddy, or not Freddy, sorry, Jason, okay, in Friday 13th, the first one. So that will be spoiled and whatnot. So this is your last warning. I'm not going
plus,
to keep doing
plus,
this.
You know, spoilers shouldn't care because we're all adults here.
Yeah, yes. Like I knew, you knew, right, going to Friday 13th, the certain people are going to be Jason in certain movies, right?
Certain people are going to be Jason?
Yeah, like the
actors?
No, the person will play Jason, but it's not really Jason. It's someone else. Like, did you, going in, did
I,
you know?
I don't know if I knew that part from the very before watching it or just now it's in the ether that's very common knowledge.
So, also, 13 seconds before the episode ends, you'll hear the sound.
That's our cue.
That's our cue to end the episode. So if we don't get finished in the time, that's what we're going to speed this up. We'll be talking fast. We'll recap everything real quickly. This one, we'll recap it really quickly. The other ones, it's more or less like a couple of scenes that we like or a couple of moments we like. Mm-hmm. But this one, we have to get into it. We only have like about 9 minutes left on here. Let's start right now, Friday 13th. I'll recap some of it, then we can go back and forth.
Okay.
How about we go back and forth? Like, you recap number
okay,
two.
Okay, it's all going to be then. Hey. He stabbed her. he stabbed her.
Friday 13th, camp people go to Camp Crystal Lake. The camp will change drastically throughout the movie, but everything revolves around Crystal Lake. So keep that in mind in this whole thing. A bunch of campers trying to do this thing where a murder happened a couple years ago. A kid
died.
It's
camp counselors.
Yeah, camp counselors, but they haven't opened the camp yet, so they're there. Bad things happen. Someone's killing everyone. You get to know some of these characters. And it turns out, who's the killer?
Jason's mom.
Jason's mom. So that's a big reveal in that one. Because the whole time you see a POV of Jason, quote unquote Jason, but it's actually the mother. Because everyone kept on saying, oh, you're here? Oh, what are you doing? Oh!
Yeah, she was playing under the guise of, what is it? A tall tale or a campfire story. That's what this is. It's a campfire story.
Oh, okay.
And she's
okay,
using that to her advantage.
Mm-hmm.
But the people who know of the history of it, they recognize her and let her on the grounds.
Oh, property.
And then,
oh, no,
and
no
then
wonder
she goes
sense.
And kills everybody. Mm-hmm. Except the actual camp counselors who are young, stupid kids who do not know and who are ignorant mm-hmm. and don't believe adults.
A lot of sex, you a should lot believe drugs. Adults. Yeah, a lot of sex, a lot of drugs throughout the series, so we will skip those parts.
There's minimal drugs. It's
yeah.
like
a minimal,
little.
Yeah.
There's towards a ti- the ending, there's a tiny, tiny drugs.
I say towards the ending, more drugs. To yes. the point where it's cocaine.
Well, that's because they're like in New York.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. Part two, the final girl of part two survives. You open up with her. She dies.
Well, she survived from part one. Part and then one, it then opens she comes up in. And part two, it opens up with
in
her.
In her house for some reason.
Yeah.
We don't know if she lives in Crystal Lake. Doesn't say anything.
Jason seems to walk from Camp Crystal Lake to the suburbs. Yes. Hopefully, it's in the and same then, city.
More.
And he figured out where she was. Did he have Google?
I don't know. This is where.
Listed? I wouldn't list it.
Probably my. Everything gets tangled up, so we might be wrong. But same thing happens. Killings are happening.
Well, he does. The thing is that he kills her the same way that she killed his
yes,
mother.
Yes, by chopping off the head.
Yeah.
Cool. This is
and
called.
There's a cat in there.
Also, there's oh yeah, there's a cat. How do you remember the cat? So the
I remember all cats.
Friday 13 is called Part Two. So this one's Part Two. The throughout the series, they'll add little colons and whatnot, and then add the another title to it. We have 6 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
Part three. Oh, so it reveals that Jason is there. This is where he gets the bag mask.
No, oh, yeah, because he has a very yet. Deformed head.
Yeah, deformed head. So he has a bag mask. No hockey mask yet at this point.
No.
Part three, it opens up to, I'm assuming this is like a party going on. I remember it's a house party. There's nothing mm-hmm. with near Crystal Lake again. More killings are happening. Bagman's there. But this is where we get to introduce the hockey mask. This is where he gets it from another person trying to scare other kids in this one.
Oh, yeah.
He gets
stabbed. Like he was like a weird kid, and the only way he could communicate was through joking and laughter. And instead of people, it's that thing where instead of people laughing at you, you make people laugh with you. Mm-hmm. So he was doing that. He was chubby, he was unattractive, so yep. he tried to make people laugh.
I laugh. Then this is part three. I don't remember the ending of part three. Going on to Friday 13th, that's part four.
The final chapter.
They call it the final chapter. When you're looking for this stuff on iTunes, I did not know this is part four. I had to like research this and then found out because I thought
oh
the
yeah when
chapter.
We were watching it we were sorry we didn't tell everybody that we watched this we what is it you bought them all off
yeah of,
there was like a sale
yeah
right?
The sale for $13 you get all 10 movies oh all 8 movies yeah. Not counting the two because it's owned by a different studio.
And then so when it appears on our screen of when to click each one yep. we thought it was out of order
yep yeah, yeah but it's not we have 5 minutes
okay
final chapter. I don't know if this is where you get the Tommy Jarvis character maybe it is I don't know remember. I forgot but he dies.
I think so. Yeah, they go. Is it
Tommy,
when he's
the
a kid?
Boy?
Yeah, when he's a kid.
Okay.
He makes scary masks.
Yes, and then he makes scary masks. He tries to kill his sister. He doesn't kill his sister. He kills everyone in the party. There was a, I think what's his name, the father of my Back to the Future is in here. I forgot. Crispin Glover's in
oh,
here.
Yeah,
he does a really
like
cool
him.
Dance. That's the most memorable part in this movie.
They're on Camp Crystal Lake, but they have a lake house.
Yes.
Jarvis has a lake house, and then there's another one that these kids rent for a birthday party.
Fast forward to the new beginning. So this one, I'm not sure. Tommy Jarvis in the next three movies, Tommy Jarvis
adult.
Is in here. So, but he's a teenage weird adult. So he's half-half. Basically, he's in the next movie, Jason Lives, who he's adult. So this one, he's kind of like a teenager, but not really. He has psychological... Oh, so in a part... the final chapter, Tommy Jarvis kills Jason.
Yeah. By doing that, it's traumatizing.
Traumatizing, yeah. So in the beginning, it starts off with him as a little boy. He thinks he kind of brought him back, but he didn't. Somehow he got brought back. Not by him yet, but he got... They don't actually say how he got brought back. What I remember because
No. It was not brought back. It's the dad of the person that they killed as well. Okay. So he's in a... He's in a mental asylum. They want to release him back into society. So what they do is they send him to a halfway house with people who have similar types of issues.
Mm-hmm.
One of the little greaser kids stabs his other kid. And
oh,
when the paramedic comes,
yes,
it was actually
his
illegitimate son
yes,
that he
yes,
never
yes.
did. So he actually takes the guise of Jason.
So
it's similar
beginning.
To the
yes,
very
yes.
first movie
yes,
where
yes.
somebody else is doing
but
it.
But so we don't know if Jason actually lives. So this one, the new beginning.
Jarvis keeps seeing him.
Yes, yes. So,
but he's crazy.
Jason has the red arrows on his mask. This one has a blue one, so it throws you off a little bit. Then yeah, like you just said, it's a different Jason. There's the first, so twice already they fool us think it's a different Jason. So moving on to the next one, Jason Lives. This opened up as an adult Tommy Jarvis,
like an idiot.
He is the one that caused all this in
grave.
The thing. Yeah, dig his grave.
Thinking, dug his grave.
Yeah, dug up his grave, thinking like
because
he
wanted
back.
To be sure. Because I had to be sure no one found
sure.
a body. No one found
also,
a body. His body was there. He was fine.
The new beginning ends with where he is like killing everyone. He's like Tommy Jarvis is Jason, but a lot of the movies in the franchise,
it alluded that he was killing everybody, and then now he wakes up and like that was all retconned. Now
lot of retconning in this series. Every movie's retconned. Yes, towards the ending they retcon a lot of the information, so we're skipping a lot of that stuff. Just keep that in mind. So yeah, and Jason lives. He's back. Jason's actually back. This is where they're in the almost near the 90s, so it's 86. Mm-hmm. So it's a very different style of filming now. So it's more that 90s style that we see in horror movies. And then, yeah, he basically comes back alive. This is where Jason becomes a super
Well, that's because now. Jarvis, he tries to kill him, and then he puts like a
stake or metal rod or something. Like
and then the lightning comes and it comes back to
life. Now he's like, what do you call
supernatural.
That?
Supernatural. Now he's supernatural.
Yes, he's a supernatural entity.
He was not before. He was just a big
And person. Then Jason dies in there with like, he has to do a ceremony thing inside the lake. He did bury him under the water. So it goes to the new blood.
Chained him down, yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to Jason. So what is this? 3, 4, 4, 5, 6. So 7. Jason 7, the part 7 is psychic, the new blood. Right? Second, this one has a little girl that has powers. So she's like a mutant. She has telekinesis. And this one, telekinesis. Oh, yeah, yeah.
She moves things.
Yeah, she moves things. She can't read
mind. Starts fires. Fires.
We have 2 minutes.
Okay.
So this one, the new blood, she's there. She's grown up. Then she kills her father accidentally with the thing. So it kind of mirrors the thing of
she Jason. She's older. Her counselor brings her back to Camp Crystal Lake because he actually wants her to use her powers. I think to bring back Jason too. Or just to use the powers.
Yeah, yeah. But he knows about Jason. Yeah. Too.
He's using it as a catalyst too. Mm. To
bring so this is the first time that Jason has a protagonist versus everyone that like the super final girl. She wins. She kills him, and that's it. Literally, that's it.
She puts him back in the lake.
Yeah, back in the lake. That's literally it for her story. Like that.
Yeah, she
doesn't come back after that. So the part 8 is Jason Takes Manhattan. This one takes weird way. He got onto a boat. We don't know exactly. We have 1 minute left. Where he
from
goes
from Camp Crystal Lake. He got on the boat. Yes. It was kids graduating high school. They went on a lake cruise to Manhattan. The kids get off, or he's killing people on the boat. When they get off the boat, he follows them off the boat and through the bad streets of Manhattan.
He kills. There's a cool fight scene in here on the top of the roof that I really like. It shows like someone actually
and
using
the way they the way they kill Jason is in the sewer with toxic waste.
Yes. Okay. Final Friday. This is tied to Evil Dead. They kill Jason with the book of Necronomicon. This is a cool movie. I think it's really cool.
Necromonica.
Yeah. And then that's it. Like that's like where the story actually ends in the Jason Goes to Hell franchise. But then we go to Jason X, and Jason X is far in the future, and that's where we see future Jason. Really cool movie. That's in 2002.
He's an android.
Yes, yeah, so he's an android robot. He kills.
No,
everyone.
There is an android.
He dies, but he goes to a planet and lands in the thing. And
they don't go to a planet. They're just on the ship.
Yes. Oh, that's the sound. Right. Thank you, everyone, for listening for the first episode.
I know it's rushed.
Yes, everything. And yeah, bye, everyone.
Bye.